second date update.
One of our listeners, Jack, emailed us saying he just went on the most unique first date he's ever had.
Ooh, I love hearing these.
And even though he says he probably wouldn't ever do it again, he says he did have a good time. Which is funny.
Interesting.
It's what most guests say when they come on our show. Had fun.
Yeah.
Probably never going to do that again.
It's a once in a lifetime experience for a reason.
Jack, welcome to what might be the most regrettable experience of your life.
Hey guys, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
I like your attitude, man.
Yeah, we're going to try and change that by the time you leave us. But what was the name of the lady you went out with?
Her name was Nicole, and we met on Bumble.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you met online?
I like Bumble,
man.
Yeah.
Before we get to whatever your date was, lately we've been asking people to tell us about what was on the person's profile if they met them online.
That did not work out last time.
The last time it backfired.
No, okay.
Do we want to do that?
Can only improve on what happened from before.
All right.
I like to get to know the people before we call them.
We can improve.
What was on Nicole's profile?
Like what you liked about it?
You want me to read it or
Or just tell us.
Or fax it over to us so that we can read it ourselves. But it's probably easier if you pull it up.
Yeah.
So her bio, this is what her bio says. It says, witty, sarcastic, and won't put up with your blank.
BS, I would assume.
I like her already. No wonder you swiped on her.
Yeah, no, I'm on Bumble a lot, and I swipe as much as possible.
Okay. I swipe as much as possible.
Very important, though. Describe the picture to us, bro.
Important to you.
Yeah.
No, I know a lot about women.
I like ideas to copy you.
Yes.
So. You've been single for a while.
I know. It's because I know what to not look for.
So the first picture is just her, like, I guess she's on a hike or something, it looks like.
Of course it is. She's toxic, bro.
Jose's turned off.
She's toxic.
Okay, that was like millions of people go on hikes, Jose.
Exactly. Yeah. There's millions of toxic people out there.
Right. That just means that she's a little low maintenance. She likes to be outside.
Okay.
Or she went on a hike once in 5 years and posted a photo.
Maybe talking about her picture isn't the best idea. Let's get back to the bio. What else does she say about herself?
Oh, this was the funniest part. It says that she loves to celebrate minor holidays.
Oh, that's a funny thing to put on.
What does that mean?
Minor holidays?
How minor?
What's that?
Yeah, I had the same reaction. I messaged her about it, and she said minor holidays like Jelly Bean Day, National Compliment a Stranger Day.
Oh, those random ones.
Basically made up holidays.
The ones, there's one every day, I think.
Totally
okay.
Everything.
So she's,
that's cool.
She's quirky.
That's unique. That stands out.
All right, so I think we got a good idea of the type of person she is. What'd you guys end up doing for your date that was so unique?
So I kind of like used that last bit as an inspiration for our first date.
Oh, really? That's cute.
Yeah, we decided which day we were going to meet up. And I looked on the calendar to figure out which minor holiday was on that day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I found out it was that Thomas Crapper Day.
Thomas Crapper Day?
Thomas Crapper.
Who's
Thomas Crapper?
Yeah.
Oh, so Thomas Crapper, he's the guy who invented like the modern toilet.
Oh.
That's why we call it that?
Wow. A true hero, Mr. Crapper is.
It's not actually a customer.
Oh, man.
It's someone's last name.
It's a person? That's amazing.
Who is his partner, Theodore Flusher?
Wait a second, though.
So funny.
What kind of date are you going to do around Thomas Crapper
Day? Really hot.
Are you sure you didn't want to choose a different day?
Honestly.
I love it.
A different holiday?
Well, I looked it up, and there's actually this thing online where you can find, like, a list of the top toilets in town. There's, like, this list of 10 of, like, the most beautiful toilets. You can actually go to each one and visit it.
I don't know if I could be a part of
it. So you guys went to visit the coolest restrooms in the city.
That's exactly what we did. That's what we did for our first date.
Dude, that is amazing.
This is so
how could she not fall in love with him?
Are you sure?
I could give a few reasons.
I think it's so funny.
What did she think? She liked that idea?
I mean, it seemed like she got a kick out of it. I think she thought it was really funny. And honestly, I got to admit, some of the toilets were beautiful. Like, some of the views were incredible.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So at least you know for your anniversary you can buy conjoined toilets.
His and hers.
You just poo together.
Yeah.
Did you spring this on her or did you tell her pre? You know, like did she know what she was getting herself into that night?
I told her beforehand.
Okay, that's good, because that's not a, like, that wouldn't be a good surprise.
And remember, it's her like. She's totally the one who likes it, so I'm sure she was into it.
So is this a situation where you just go to all these different toilets and take a look? Or are we actually testing them out?
No. Or are you going together, too? Because there's men and women's toilets.
Oh,
or
yeah.
You know, some of them are all gender, but yeah. Not all of them.
What are we doing here? Look or leak?
We used a couple of them if the timing was right.
Aww. I don't like any of this, honestly.
This is so fun.
Were you able to, like, have some drinks? Or
yeah,
like...
there were a couple of restaurant, like, bars. We were able to get a drink at a couple and, like, snack on some food as well. So there was some normal, you know, date activity going on as well. It wasn't just toilet viewing.
Toilet talk. Okay. Well, that sounds good. What about, so how did it end?
With
how'd
a flush?
No.
How did you two leave it?
Double flush.
It ended okay, I think. I mean, we were both really tired because we saw all 10, all in the downtown area, and walking to each one. So by the end of the date, we were both exhausted.
Yeah.
Oh, you were pooped.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Too exhausted to get a little kiss in there?
Yeah, no kiss. She just gave me a quick hug, and she said, call me.
Yeah. I think you went to too many.
Oh, too many.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
God, sometimes I really hate our own show.
Yeah.
But I see on your email here, it says it's been a week since that date happened. So we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We're going to call Nicole for you.
I can't wait to hear her review of this date.
I don't know if
really
I want
curious.
Any more details than we've already got. But
I think it's fascinating.
We're gonna hope she's not in a pinch.
We're going to do it at our own risk. It's coming up with your second date update next. Second date update. In the middle of a second date update with Jack, who went on a toilet tour of the city recently.
So funny.
They should be John.
Yeah.
They found a list online of the top 10 toilets in the downtown area, went to all of them in honor of Thomas Crapper Day, because his date, Nicole, likes celebrating funny minor holidays.
And that happened to be the holiday that their date fell on.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. Before we call Nicole, I had a quick conversation with producer Boyd out in the hallway.
Yeah, what?
And something that we actually do on this show, surprisingly, is our due diligence. Before we call people, we double check and put their phone numbers into our database.
Do we do that?
We do it. Just to make sure, you know, we're not getting scammed or people are just trying to get free dinners off of us using our gift cards.
Yeah.
And when we put Nicole's number in.
And what did we find?
We got a match.
Oh,
she's actually been on the show with us before as someone asking us for a second date.
Shut up. We've had her on second date before?
We have. So, Jack, here's the deal. We're still going to do this for you, but I'm just letting you know now, it's going to be different probably if she does pick up, because she's going to know who we are.
And she's going to remember that you're on the line, Jack.
Yeah, she'll know that you're there already.
Yeah.
That's a little odd.
It could be a really good thing because we have history with her and rapport. We could help build you up.
Wait, did she get a date when she was on? Was it like a successful one or a failed one?
From what we found when she called us, she thought she was going out with a guy who was from a really wealthy family. But when we called him, it turned out to be a different guy. She had Googled someone who had the same name.
So she didn't want to date him again. Am I remembering
right? And they didn't go out again.
She wanted the rich guy.
She thought,
smart girl.
No, so wait, are we going into this thinking she's shallow?
Shallow people are okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, she wasn't a rich guy, not a poop guy.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she's completely changed her ways after being on the phone with us.
Or maybe let's just get her on the phone and find out. I'm, like, dying to talk to this girl again.
Okay, let's call Nicole and see if she answers and what she has to say. You ready to do this, Jack?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Nicole.
Oh, yeah. Her voice sounds familiar.
Hi.
Nicole, it's your favorite morning show.
Hey,
creepy.
Nicole.
Hey.
If you say the wrong name, it's going to be very upsetting.
She's like, is this Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is this Jeff and Brooke?
Hey.
God, that was going to be awkward.
What's up, friend?
Well, she still didn't quite get the name right, but we'll give her credit. We got the names right.
It's close enough, yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
How's your dating life going?
We missed you.
Wow, it's a lot.
Well, it's been okay. Yeah, better than the last time we chatted.
Oh, really?
So an improvement. That's a good sign.
We're not surprised to hear that, actually. Because we heard about a date that you went on recently.
Wait, what?
Yep. It's happening.
This is happening, Nicole. Somebody actually emailed us to get a hold of you.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm on the other side now?
Yep.
Yes!
How does it feel?
Oh, no.
We should really get, like, a frequent flyer card for this.
Oh,
something.
Like a little punch card?
Yeah, yeah.
Call it, like, a frequent failure card.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you know who would have emailed, but we're reaching out now on behalf of Jack.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't say it like good. That, Nicole.
No, he's a nice dude.
Yeah?
He's cool. Yeah.
I'm dying to hear, like, your review of the date, the
yes.
toilet date that you guys went on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well,
exactly. Was it fun?
Yeah, like, I love that he was creative and that he really read my profile and saw that I was really into celebrating little holidays and went out of his way to make a date that was tailored to that. So that totally won me over. That
okay.
was super sweet, super cool.
We thought that was pretty thoughtful.
Yeah, and it was Thomas Crapper Day, which learned
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Very funny, very creative, but also kind of gross.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aww.
It wasn't. Oh,
bro. Well, it's like you would think that if it was a list of the 10 best toilets, they're all going to be really clean, you know?
Yeah. Thank God you didn't go to the 10 worst toilets in the city. That would have been a really bad day.
They all, you know, like had candles and nice lighting and you know, ooh. We're clean.
Okay.
Fancy toilets.
And he said you guys got to have drinks at different bars and maybe.
You know, he had the whole thing mapped out. So there were like stops for snacks and drinks. And
that's so awesome.
Yeah. So what didn't you like?
Well, at one of the bars, they had those really big pretzels.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Love
those are good.
Those, yeah.
And, you know, we were trying to fit everything in. So
the whole pretzel in your mouth?
Brooke's like, I can relate.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to do like all 10 places in one night. So,
okay.
You know, we also have like a, you know, like timing, right?
Okay. But he's ambitious. So that's a good thing.
Right. Again, great stuff.
Okay.
Good.
But he hadn't finished the pretzel before we went to the next bathroom. So he brought the pretzel into the bathroom.
Oh,
mm-mm. Oh, he was eating the pretzel in the bathroom?
That's like chewing kinda. The pretzel.
Oh, that's
holding
gross.
So the air
really?
Exposure.
I mean, you were there. You could open all the doors. He didn't have to touch anything nasty.
Going in there still.
Yeah.
I mean, they say when you flush a toilet, that's where
particles are going all over the place.
But nobody was flushing toilets at the same time he was eating, right?
It's a bathroom.
Yeah, but it got worse.
Got worse.
Oh, no.
Okay, there's more.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so the next one was next to an office building.
Okay.
So we had to go in an elevator.
Yeah.
And he brought a bowl of soup.
Soup?
What?
What do you mean? Soup.
No.
Like, where do you get the soup from?
So we had stopped at the next place. He was like, oh, this place has great soup. So he got soup. And I didn't realize, like, we walked out and I turned around and we're in the elevator and he's got a bowl of soup and he brought the soup into the bathroom.
Oh.
Oh, wait. So
he's eating soup on the toilet?
No, just in the bathroom.
He even set it down on the urinal so we could take a selfie.
Okay. That's too far for me.
Split pea
soup, I mean,
soup,
it's
huh?
one thing to, like, not touch anything and have the pretzel. And, like, that is
food
gross.
And bathrooms just don't go together.
Well, this is a new wrinkle to this story that we hadn't heard yet.
And I also kind of want to see the selfie of you next to a urinal.
Actually, yeah. I'm actually interested in that, too. But
with a hot bowl of chili.
First, Nicole, you probably already know that Jack's been listening the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so Jack, why don't you hop in here with us and tell us what you were thinking there.
I'm a little confused. I don't see. This is weird to y'all? I don't understand.
Putting a bowl of soup on the urinal is weird, yes.
That's where Brooke draws the line.
Yeah.
But no one else is in there. No one was using the facilities. That okay. I wanted to take a picture.
I guess I could give you that if it's empty and it's not being flushed.
No, I'm not giving him that.
And Nicole, did you ever voice your concerns about the open bowl of soup?
No, I'm not going to say anything to this barbarian who brings his soup into the pooper.
Oh, now he's a barbarian?
That's gross.
That's a little much, because I know for a fact Brooke eats burritos on her toilet at home.
But it's
my home toilet.
It's
not a urinal. I know exactly how clean that place is.
It's pretty much a burrito factory.
That's what I'm saying. Brooke, you should be on Jack's side here.
Yeah.
You guys are kindred spirits.
Urinals gross me out.
I mean, to be honest, I've always kind of done it. It's just like, it's a very convenient place to, like, I eat most of my breakfast in the bathroom.
Oh, no. What are you doing at the same time?
It's efficient, I guess.
Like, all the time.
Getting a lot done.
Super efficient, especially on weekdays when I'm getting ready for work. I'll just bring my oatmeal or whatever I'm eating into the...
Oh, no.
Ooh, my omelet's done.
You know what?
I'm going to the bathroom.
It's a fibrous meal, you guys. It's a fibrous meal.
How do we know Thomas Crapper didn't eat French onion soup while he was doing his
French
deal?
French onion? Little Gruyere cheese.
I'm assuming he's a French guy. I don't know.
I mean,
I am on the crap out
of this. I just think it's not like he's going to the bathroom and not washing his hands, right, Thomas?
True.
You're washing afterwards.
That's a point.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I observe all the bathroom etiquette, but sometimes I have some food in there with me. I thought everyone did that from time to time.
Okay.
I mean, maybe not everybody, but a majority maybe. And Nicole,
enough
people. Enough people do it.
More than one.
It's a quirk. Here's the thing. It's a quirk, Nicole.
Nicole, this is like a kind of a small thing that we should be able to get over. And if you can, we would send you out for another date on us.
As long as he promises not to bring any food in the bathroom, we can have a second date.
Jack,
can you agree to do that?
All right. If it means getting another date with you, Nicole, I will cut it out.
God, look at the sacrifice.
Never thought that'd be such a big ask.
No, Nicole. He has to do it.
What a gentleman.
All right, yes.
What a gentleman, she says.
So are you going to go out with this gentleman?
Come on.
Okay.
Okay.
Did it for Nicole.
Yeah, that date didn't go down the crapper.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
See, there is hope, Brooke. If you ever end up getting divorced, there is somebody out there that could possibly be interested that shares the same love of eating on the John as you do.
Look at that,
Brooke. You guys use your phones on the toilet all the time, and then you put your little fingers on it, and then you eat your little finger food. It is the same, Alexa.
We don't put our
hands before
eating. We don't put our phones in our mouths, Brooke.
And then you touch your phone again, and then your phone, it's just as dirty.
Okay.
Yeah.
You tried to normalize it, but that's not it. But it was a yes from the couple in the books, which is a really good thing for us. What's our record on the year? 4 and 162?
Yeah, but with her, we're 1 and 2 now.
Yeah, we're getting close to even. Yeah. So make sure to check out our YouTube at Brooke and Jeffrey, because we got a lot of our second dates up on there. You can also find us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Listen to us on the toilet. Like, it is very acceptable, according to Brooke.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Very normal.
I would say for sure. Yeah, I prefer all of our listeners to have their pants down to their ankles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even at the urinal.
Oh, is that not a normal thing?
No, Brooke.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.